Reading. Rex has written a blog entry about his first day at the resort. What is it about? Read the blog entry. https://www.myblog.com/rexli.
An Unexpected Weekend in China, Part 1. My parents took Dave, my brother, Alice, my sister, and me to a resort in China today. I asked them what we could do there besides swimming. My mum smiled, and my dad told me not to worry. At 7 this morning, we were taking a coach to China. We got up very early, so we all fell asleep on the coach. After we checked in at the hotel, we went to the safari park. We took the train ride as soon as we got there. It was really exciting for us to get so close to the wild animals. We saw camels, bears, tigers, and so on. But the animals weren't doing much. The camels were sleeping. The bears were eating. And the tigers were just sitting in the sun. We saw two giraffes near the end of the train ride. Wow, they were fighting. They were swinging their heads and hitting each other's necks. Then, both giraffes suddenly stopped fighting and ran off. It was incredible. The train ride was so cool. We walked around the park to see more animals after the train ride. We also watched two amazing animal shows. At 12:30 p.m., we were watching the first show with bears. First, several bears came out, stood up, and started dancing together. It was really funny. Next, three bears rode bikes and did some tricks. Then, one more bear came out. It rode a motorbike around the bears on bikes. It was awesome. At 2:30 p.m., we went to see an elephant show. Four elephants were marching and dancing to music in the show. The crowd was clapping along. Then, each elephant stopped one by one and stood up on two legs. That was fun to see. I just hope none of them were hurt when they learnt to do this. After our visit to the safari park, I was as hungry as a bear. We took the shuttle bus back to the hotel. At 6:30 this evening, I was having a buffet dinner with my family. There was so much to eat, and I ate like a horse.
An Unexpected Weekend in China, Part 2. Posted on the 15th of November, 10:33 p.m.